Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 101. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 75. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 90.
Mid-America Network News. One person has died after a crane overturned on a road crew. First responders were called to the junction of U.S. Highway 69 and U.S. Highway 54 just north of Fort Scott around 11:15 a.m. on Friday. KSNF reports that crews were using a crane to install a light pole for the highway off-ramp. Kansas Highway Patrol Master Trooper Brandon Bales said they believe that one of the riggers failed, causing the vehicle to become high-centered and overturn on its passenger side. It appears that the crane overturned and the boom struck one of the workers, and it was a fatal accident. Officer shot a 46-year-old Minneapolis, Kansas man multiple times on Saturday after he shot at them and a police drone. Artemis Thor Peck is expected to survive. Authorities did not say what may have led to the suspect to fire shots in the first place. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales Event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has added two more Kansas lakes to its weekly blue-green algae advisory. The KDAG releases the advisory every Friday, and it's split into levels: hazard, warning, and watch. So far this year, no Kansas lake has been added to the hazard advisory. There are three lakes in the warning advisory, and there are five in the watch advisory. Here are the three in the warning status: Harvey County East Lake, Marion Lake Reservoir, and Webster Lake in Rooks County. Remember, lake water, regardless of the blue-green algae status, should never be consumed by humans. Lake water is not safe to drink for pets or livestock. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is warning Kansans of an uptick in tick and mosquito-borne diseases. The KDAG says it has received more than 200 laboratory reports of tick-borne diseases. The department has also seen an increase in reported cases of West Nile virus. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Start summer with savings on Michelin tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through June 30th, get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card with online submission. With qualifying purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Full details online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires June 30th, void where prohibited. Check out the reward card savings on Michelin tires now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The University of Nebraska Board of Regents approved its 2024-25 operating budget on Thursday, which includes tuition increases for students. During the meeting, the Board of Regents voted 7-2 on the proposed 2024-25 operating budget. Regent Robert Schaefer and Kathy Wilmot voted no. Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Chris Kabarek, who has been serving in the role of interim president since January 1st, had this to say, courtesy of 1011 News.
We have to be willing to challenge the status quo, and we're going to have conversations that make us uncomfortable. But it will be a transparent process, and we will find a way that makes sense for all Nebraska.
The 20th of June marked 5 years since Trooper Jerry Smith Jr. was killed in a vehicle crash while on patrol in the Nebraska Panhandle. Colonel John Bulldog with the Nebraska State Patrol said that Jerry will always be our hero during the dedication to his public service. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used bike to Rusty Eck Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all bikes to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used bike. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working bikes to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months. $1,471 per thousand financed. Or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. $1,667 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At last week's Marshall County Commissioners meeting, Beth Simons, Ellen Barber, Ruth Wetter, and Carol Hull spoke regarding a five-mile corridor through the county that appears to run along the same lines as the Grain Belt transmission line and is among consideration for exemption for future infrastructure development. Commissioner John Unger has been researching this and feels the plan is to have easements granted, thus grandfathering in future projects in this area. The process is in phase two, and the public comment window closes Monday. They urged the board to consider a moratorium to prevent further energy construction through the county. The county councilor will consider this and advise the board. After multiple executive sessions to discuss personnel and consult with the county attorney, commissioners voted unanimously to suspend county appraiser Francine Cromie for 1 week, pending further investigations. County commissioners at last week's meetings heard updates following recent heavy rains, with some roads flooded briefly, others damaged, trees plugging bridges, tubes, and waterways. As much as 4 to 5 inches fell late week before last in parts of Washington and the southern parts of Marshall County. Washington County Commissioners will meet July 2nd with the auditor planning the 2025 county budget. After previously taking no action with no second to a motion to extend a health care sales tax, Nemahal County Commissioners last week approved a resolution that would put the question as to extending a 0.5% countywide sales tax toward Nemahal Valley and Sabetha Community Hospitals on the November ballot. Ben Glace voted against the motion in a 3-person vote, noting that sales tax revenue has increased by roughly 5 times from 2015. Patient locations and preferences have shifted, some opting for treatment elsewhere, raising concerns that some in the county are double taxed by using a closer facility to their residents. He noted that a countywide sales tax seems a blunt tool to resolve financial issues, while Medicare reimbursements and expansion are unresolved. He went further to point out critical failures in leadership the past few years, Glace suggesting that a sincere and candid conversation between communities and healthcare leaders is sorely needed. Dylan Keim requested that both hospitals meet annually with commissioners to provide better transparency and use of funds allocated. Jason Cook commented that this question could also have been added to the ballot per a valid petition signed by electors. Again, the question will be on the November ballot in Nemahal County, the resolution passing on a 2-to-1 vote. Marysville USD 364 School Board meeting in June reviewed handbook proposals, which will be voted on at the July meeting. Focus on improving attendance, dress code, and limiting cell phone use by students are among considerations discussed. A junior high tennis program will be offered next year as a spring activity. City of Blue Rapids hosted a town hall last evening to discuss priorities for 2025 through 2030 with a focus on public safety, housing, infrastructure, and community vitality. The information gathered will be used for strategic planning and grant possibilities toward future projects.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late Tuesday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 100s. Heat index values around 110. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Scattered showers are possible throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. Heat index values around 105. Some scattered showers are possible into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. More rain continues early Wednesday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A slight chance for some rain showers in a Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More scattered showers are possible in a Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then more rain throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late June, 88. Record high on this date, 108. The average low 67, the record low 49. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise the morning at 6:02.
We seldom note its passing anymore, but Midsummer Day was once a magical day of legend. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 24th, the 176th day of the year. Boxing legend Jack Dempsey was born on this day, and in 1844, Charles Goodyear was granted a patent for vulcanized rubber. It is seldom observed these days, but today is Midsummer Day. Once celebrated as the halfway point between planting and harvest, Midsummer Day, as you might expect, is the source of all kinds of folk tales. Weather lore says rain today could mean trouble for the hazel and walnut crops and bad news for corn. If you're in need of extra luck, try a barefoot walk in the grass. The midsummer dew is said to have special healing power. And here's a legend they tell in Sweden. Old timers claim that in the midnight hour, humans can understand the language of animals. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day online at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. With only one season under his belt as the head coach for the Kansas State University men's basketball team, Jerome Tang has now signed a new contract with the Wildcats to keep him in Manhattan through the 2029-2030 season. KSNT News reports the new contract comes after turning down the head coaching position at Arkansas, as the Wildcats ended up rewarding him with an amended contract, including an annual base salary increase of $500,000 a year from the original $3 million annual pay, along with an additional $100,000 per each season. Tang is set to make $3.5 million, increased to $3.6 million in 2025 and 2026, and up to $4.1 million a year in the 2030-2031 season. On top of that, Tang's also set to make $200,000 retention bonus for each season that he remains as head coach of the Wildcats, regardless of the season outcome. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, block kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Kansas University women's golfer now has a new trophy from a tournament across the pond in England, as KU senior and rising star Lily Hurst has officially won the English Women's Open Championship, with the final round wrapping up last week. KSNT News reports that Hurst ended up finishing with a final score of 6 down after 4 rounds of competition, beating out second place by 4 strokes. In a statement to golf publication England Golf, she said, "I'm speechless. Quote, I feel I've been dreaming of winning a tournament like this after I won the Champion of Champions a few years ago." Hurst won the tournament also by beating fellow Jayhawk teammate Johanna Ebner, who ended up finished tied for 4th at the event. In other news, with the Men's College World Series all wrapped up for 2024, baseball season is just about over, at least outside of the major leagues. However, the NBC baseball tournament is set to come back to the city of Wichita starting on July 25th and rolling through August 3rd. It's the 90th World Series tournament that's set to be held in Wichita, Kansas.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
Keeping grass along walkways and drives green and growing can be challenging. Before treating the weeds and reseeding these problem areas, look for some long-term lower maintenance solutions. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by evaluating the cause of poor grass growth in these areas. Compacted soil from foot traffic is often the culprit. Consider redesigning the walkway or landscape design to accommodate foot traffic patterns. Eliminate narrow bands of grass and weeds between sidewalks and mulch tree rings or garden beds. Expand the mulch right up to the sidewalk, eliminating the need to mow the declining grass and weeds. Create curves instead of right angles when two walks or a walk and drive intersect. This way, when people cut corners, they're walking on pavement instead of killing the grass. Consider using permeable pavers to reduce runoff. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Lots of people love cheese, and for those who can't get enough of it, perhaps the cheese capital of the world is the place to visit. As you'll hear, there's a good reason this is the center of the cheese universe. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Drive into Plymouth, Wisconsin, and you'll quickly see signs that proclaim this the cheese capital of the world. There's a very good reason for that.
Since the 1840s, the city of Plymouth has been the center of dairy and cheese production, once having the Wisconsin Cheese Exchange. Even still today, 15% of the U.S. cheese either originated from Plymouth, Wisconsin, or it somehow makes its way through Plymouth.
Lots of cheese begins here and or is packaged and distributed from here, says Jenna Schramm. She shares the story from the Cheese Counter and Dairy Heritage Center. It's the place where you can come to learn about, buy, and eat cheese. Several major cheese companies are here, and this is a place that helps tell the story of all.
None of the factories here in town can really have the ability to give any visitors a cheese experience, so they are sent here, and that's what they can get when they step through the doors.
One of the highlights of this store currently takes place on Thursday afternoons.
We get fresh cheese curds in. They crowd the store as soon as the delivery is made.
People will literally wait at the store for that delivery to be made, because fresh cheese curds are the best cheese curds.
Made this morning and never chilled. You can still hear the cheese squeak.
And as cheese capital of the world, there are fun events that celebrate cheese during the year.
We have a Cheese Capital of the World Festival. It basically just consists of a lot of cheese activities, cheese eating, and cheesy people.
And it includes a cheese parade to boot. It's a world that revolves around cheese, and perhaps that's not a bad place to find yourself, especially on the day the cheese curds arrive. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Hammett family and the Liz O'Connell Trust Saturday, June 29th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Selling antiques for the Hammett family, including 2 4-foot cast iron horse troughs, crocs, including Red Wing, fancy glassware, including pink depression, blue, pink satin, and Victorian art glass. Furniture items include a wood dining table with 6 chairs, 4-piece bedroom set, 2 18-foot GE refrigerators, their holder, 2-gallon water cooler. Selling for the O'Connell Trust, antiques including a walnut dresser and washstand, oak dresser with mirror, oak chest of drawers, oak drop front secretary, lots of fancy dishes and glassware. Household items include queen, full and twin size beds, 2 recliners, chest of drawers, and miscellaneous. This household and collectible auction, Saturday, June 29th, sale begins 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Dragonflies are charming insects to watch. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With their brilliant colors and transparent wings, you can't help but be transfixed by their movement over water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
See a lot of dragonflies at the lake near our house. I love to watch them hover and dart around, but they used to scare the kids. They're large insects, and those long abdomens do look menacing. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says there's no need to be afraid of dragonflies. They don't bite, sting, or cause any harm to humans. However, small insects don't stand a chance.
In fact, they're probably the best mosquito control you can have in terms of picking adult mosquitoes out of the air and feeding on them. Every now and then around some neighborhoods, there'll just be a swarm of dragonflies all flying around. And people get concerned about that and think there's something wrong and they need to do something about it. And we tell them, nope, they're probably there because there's food for them and that's something you want.
Adult dragonflies hunt only on warm, sunny days. They fly in a pattern back and forth over the water up to speeds of 30 miles per hour. They scoop small insects from the air using their spiny front legs that are held like a basket under the mouth. It would be very beneficial to have dragonflies patrolling your backyard, but Holscher says it's difficult to attract them.
You're going to find them in areas where obviously they have water to reproduce in. A constant source of water can't just be a temporary puddle or a pool or anything like that. So anywhere where you have a pond, a lake, any type of water source like that, you're probably going to have them. And then along with that, at least with the adults, there's got to be an abundance of food for them.
Dragonflies are sensitive to pollution, so their presence may be a sign of a healthy ecosystem. However, they're a hardy insect. According to fossil records, dragonflies have remained unchanged for millions of years, even predating the dinosaurs. Learn more about the beautiful dragonfly at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
When the wisest and richest man in the Bible says something about money, we should listen. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Proverbs 21:20, King Solomon warns us to prepare for hard times. It reads, "Precious treasure on oil or in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it." Yet in Ecclesiastes 5:10, this man of great wealth warns us of the futility of depending on money and not God as our provider. There we read, "He who loves money will not be satisfied. This also is vanity." Do these verses conflict? Not at all. We're to work diligently and save for emergencies, but never forget that everything we have comes from God. We're wise to do both, save for the future, but hold money with an open hand. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
A new feed additive brings revenue opportunities to dairy today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Following federal approval of animal health company Elanco's new Bovaer product, it's now undergoing state reviews to allow use yet this summer. Elanco's Katie Cook is VP of Livestock Sustainability and Farm Animal Marketing.
It's one of the most tested and accepted feed ingredients for reducing enteric methane emissions in lactating dairy cattle. And it does this without negatively impacting the quantity or the quality of milk. If a producer was to feed 1 tablespoon of a Bovaer per lactating dairy cow per day throughout the year, it can reduce methane by approximately 30% or 1.2 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions annually per cow.
And that, says Cook, permits dairy farmers to earn payments for carbon credits and potential other revenue streams.
We're providing an environmental sustainability practice to our producers, but most importantly, we're providing them with additional profitability. It's going to provide about at least a $20 per head return on an annual basis when we look at how do we monetize a carbon marketplace, take advantage of some government incentives and other pieces.
Cook was featured in a recent episode of the Dairy Defined podcast from the National Milk Producers Federation. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
When severe storms approach, tune to Kia DY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on Kia DY, service of these community sponsors.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for 3 generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer and that June is National Dairy Month from Bussing Dairy of Axtell, continuing the tradition of the American Family Dairy, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring cattle sales every Thursday. Consignments online at marysvillelivestock.com. And KNDY Radio, up to date with the latest weather and markets every hour. Your farm and home information radio is KNDY. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
Good Monday. Sims back with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Midwest Ag Professionals. Don't gamble with your crops. Get crop insurance today at 620-357-6390. All right, let's start down in the Lone Star State as producers in the Blacklands began making more slow progress with about 50 to 60% of that area harvested as of now. Test weights remaining low. Though sprout had improved, yields were down from late last season as prospects holding up in some area. Harvest was wrapping up in the Southern Plains with good quality, mostly above average yields. Activity in the Panhandle in the middle portions of last week due to rain events during the week made slow progress. Some pockets which received very heavy rainfall are now expecting to dip in test weight, while others are itching to get back into the fields as soon as today. Yields across the region are ranging from 15 to 50 depending on the growing area, and right now many reports of 85 bushels or higher with those yields. Protein averages now are 12% or higher. Harvest across the region is at 65% complete. Now in Oklahoma, harvest made some decent progress in most areas at the beginning of the week, but again hindered by that Panhandle. Portions of north central Oklahoma due to heavy rains and lighter rains in north central as well, but they are still cutting in continuing southwest Oklahoma. In the Panhandle, producers have made decent progress on dryland wheat harvest and were just getting started on irrigated just before the rain event reported by the Oklahoma Masonette. Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling the wheat harvest for the state at 91% respectively. Now in Kansas, harvest produced in south central and central Kansas continues to go forward, but it's a reminder not all feeling a sense of recovery this season as the Pawnee County Co-op Association took about 100,000 bushels. That's according to the general manager there. This year, wheat crop has suffered, saying it's been hit by drought and the wheat streak mosaic virus. As a result, yields are down at about 15 to 40 bushels per acre. Test weights are averaging 56 pounds per bushel and quality is lacking. For the state, they have officially at us at 30%. Your 2024 summer harvest updates are brought to you by the Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all your hydraulic needs.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. It's amazing what one hail cloud can do. Don't gamble with your crops and call Midwest Ag Professionals Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas at 620-357-6390. Midwest Ag Professionals would like to also remind all the area farmers that July 15th is the last day to sign up for your annual forage policy. Don't hesitate. Call the Midwest Ag Professional team at 620-357-6390 and get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component. From tractors to excavators.
From construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know. The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
Need a bull? Leuenberger in Waterville still has five dependable Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature a good disposition with hybrid vigor and strong growth, and traits include calving ease. Call today. Don't miss out. Leuenberger at Waterville, phone 785-268-0647.
Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware is celebrating 40 wonderful years in business this Saturday, June 29th. From 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., stop in for hot dogs, cookies, kolaches, drinks, and more. 40 years is no small feat, and on Saturday, Mark and Janice would like to say thank you, because if it wasn't for you, their customers, there would be no celebration. Stop in Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware around the square in Blue Rapids this Saturday to celebrate 40 years of community support.
Hay fields are ready to cut. Toxic weeds can sneak in, so know exactly what you're baling to avoid poisoning your livestock on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Weeds aren't palatable to livestock, and they'll avoid them in a pasture if there's adequate forage. However, if a toxic weed ends up in hay, the animals can't easily tell dried weeds from beneficial forage. Ingestion can make them sick or even cause death. Krishna Martinson is an equine specialist with the University of Minnesota. She says some weeds retain their toxicity when dry, others don't. Wild parsnip and poison hemlock are common toxic weeds, and there are dozens of others depending on where you live. Protect your animals with good forage management.
You are keeping track of that soil fertility. You are keeping track of the pH. You have a regular mowing or a regular grazing schedule. In a pasture setting, you're not overgrazing. That turf is quite competitive against weeds. And if you manage it well, you shouldn't have a huge weed problem.
Martinson suggests walking around your hayfield and scouting for weeds every time you cut. Know the soil conditions they thrive in and avoid those areas.
A lot of these poisonous plants, with the exception of wild parsnip and horylissum, usually tend to like to be in a shaded or a bit of a wet area. And where that becomes a problem is during a drought year, when people start baling up sloughs or ditches or maybe other areas that would be too wet in a normal year and aren't normally a managed hayfield. That's when we see a lot of problems.
Symptoms of weed poisoning depends on the animal, the plant ingested, and how much was ingested. Call your veterinarian if you suspect the animal has eaten a toxic plant. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for avoiding poisonous weeds in hay at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A K-State veterinarian says that pink eye, a disease caused by multiple bacteria located around a cow's irritated cornea, affects a lot of cattle every year, but is proven to be treatable. Greg Hanslachek explains what pink eye is and the symptoms that can help producers diagnose it.
Officially, pink eye is called IBK, infectious bovine keratoconjunctivitis, but it's just an infection of the eye, but it's actually an infection of the cornea. So that part that's clear, that you can see the iris, you can see the lens, that's the outside of the eye that's clear, that's where the infection is. The symptoms are, at first, you'll see runny eyes. They'll just look like they're tearing all the time. They're very sensitive to light. So a lot of times the calves or the cows will actually hold the eye shut. Typically, we're going to see it in one eye at a time. Sometimes we'll see it in both.
Hanslachek shares a couple of common situations where cattle damage their eyes and contract pink eye.
Lots of things out there that can break the integrity of the eye. And one of the things we always talk about are face flies, house flies too, but they both feed on the juices around the eye. And their mouth parts, we call them raspy mouth parts. They're very, very, they're just like a rasp. They're very coarse. And so you get enough of these flies feeding on those liquids as they're moving around the cornea, they can actually lacerate it. So fly control is a big deal. Two is dust. If we go through the drought like we have in the past few years, the dust can get in the eye, can lacerate the eye. A little bit later in the season, when the grass starts heading out and becomes mature, we'll start seeing issues there. And what's happening with that is that the calves and the cows are trying to graze closer to the ground because that's the grass that's the most palatable. And when they put their head that close to the ground, they have to go through those seed heads. And a lot of times those seed heads will lacerate their eye.
He outlines the various methods available to treat pink eye.
Well, the treatments, there's two injectable antibiotics that are out there, tetracyclines and then Draxxin are both labeled for. There are some other products and topicals and things that people can use. Sometimes veterinarians will want to actually make an injection in the eyelid or in that area to increase the concentration of antibiotics. So there's multiple treatments out there that are very successful. I'd highly recommend that a pink eye outbreak or a couple pink eyes that the producer contact their local veterinarian and ask for advice on what treatment is the best for them.
That was Greg Hanslechek, Kansas State University veterinarian on pink eye in cattle. Hanslechek reminds producers to consult their local veterinarian to determine the best treatment option. Learn more about the disease at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Monday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still mixed in the livestock today. It's been choppy, two-sided trade pretty much all throughout. And mixed a slightly lower in the grains and the oil seeds. We're still seeing a strong day for soybeans. July beans now up 16 at 11.76 and three quarters. August up to 11.61 and a half. That's 14 and a quarter cent higher. July soy meal with a big day up 12.20 to 3.74. However, soy oil is still a bit weaker. July down 49 at 43.45. Cotton with a big day. July cotton now up 320 to 71.39. Into the grains, still continued pressure in the wheat market. Yet another day of volatility. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat all experiencing it. July KC wheat down 3 at 578 and a quarter. September to 584, that's 3 cents lower. Oats are higher today, though. July oats up 3 to 310. Corn still experiencing some weakness, though. July corn down 5 and 3 quarters to 429 and a quarter. September down a nickel at 435 and a quarter cent. Into the livestock now. Again, it's been back and forth in the cattle markets. Both June and August live cattle are higher. June up 97 to 188.57. August live cattle up 135 to 184.52. And then October and beyond all weaker. Same story for the feeder cattle markets. The later months are down, but August up 55 to 258.92. September currently at $260.15 per hundredweight. That's 25 cents higher. Lower for the hogs today, though. That's certainly been the low spot. July hogs down 107 to $90.97. August to 87.87. That's 145 in the hole. Taking a look now down Wall Street, we see the Dow jumping up 270 to 39,420. The S&P's up about a half a point, mostly unchanged at 5,464. And the NASDAQ is down more than 0.5%, 123, in fact, in the red to 17,565. Into the energy markets, we see crude oil up 90 to 81.63. Unleaded gas, mostly unchanged, but slightly lower at 251 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 to 251, and natural gas up 6 at 276. Lastly, the dollar index still weaker, September down 21 to 105.22.
Rusty Export and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used butt to Rusty Export and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all butts to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used butt. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working butts to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months. $1,471 per thousand financed. Or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. $1,667 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pickup in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors are starting to pivot away from tech stocks, and they've opened the week by sending the Dow Jones nearly 400 points higher. The S&P headed into the midday with a 0.3% advance. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was down by 0.2%. Shares of Trump Media soared 15% at the opening bell today. The company, majority owned by former President Donald Trump, has endured a weeks-long plunge that cut the stock price nearly in half. Record high home prices and still high mortgage rates are combining to push home sales down in May for the third month in a row. The National Association of Realtors says sales were down 0.7%. Apple may be looking for some help from Facebook. The Wall Street Journal says Apple has reached out to Facebook parent Meta about a possible partnership on artificial intelligence. Apple already has a deal with ChatGPT maker OpenAI to help drive what the company calls Apple Intelligence. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
KNDY.